And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Good morning, Penny.
Is it? I lost track.
What's wrong?
Do you think two people can love each other but still be wrong for each other?
Well, yeah. It's happened to me with Mitch and Jeff.
What was the problem with Jeff?
Well, I was a Christian and he wasn't. What's going on, Penny?
I don't think Wooten and I should get married.
Oh, I thought you worked out your commitment issue.
We did, and lots of other things. But now I think we're spiritually incompatible.
Why do you think that?
We had dinner at the Parkers, and they asked me to pray out loud. I declined.
And that's why you're spiritually incompatible?
Well, that started it. Later, we talked with David and Ava Parker, and after that, I told Wooten, I don't see how we can get married.
Henny, you actually said that to Wooten?
Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, hey, Buck.
Hey, Dion.
I assume you heard about Vance's dad being arrested?
Yeah.
Vance is keeping a low profile at home. He's not a player anymore, so we're counting on you to impress us.
I'll see what I can do.
Don't forget our meeting at the bowling alley.
And don't forget that I'm not giving up any ideas unless our team is ready to ditch their loyalty to Vance.
Vance always said it wouldn't take long.
What wouldn't?
You. Going back to what you know.
We are who we are, but that doesn't mean we can't be better.
Better at what?
You'll see.
Make it good, Buck, or we'll have to go back to the making your life miserable job.
You won't be disappointed.
Just be there.
I don't get it, Penny. Your spiritual incompatibility with Wooten is because you don't like to pray out loud?
It's more than that. There's also church.
What about church? We all go to the same church.
That's because I've been trying to be like the rest of you.
What?
Don't get me wrong. I like your church. It's bright and energetic and lively, and it gives me a lot to think about.
Is that why you wander off alone every Sunday afternoon to think?
Kinda. But your church is your church, not mine. I go because it's where you and Wooten and Witt and everybody else goes. Everybody expects me to go, just like they expect me to do what you do.
That is not true.
It is, whether you know it or not. You expect me to pray out loud or lead Bible studies or talk to everyone about Jesus the way you do.
Nobody expects you to do that.
Connie, how many of the kids have asked you if I'm really a Christian? Because they don't see me doing the kinds of things you and Witt and Wooten and Eugene do.
Well,
I'm a striped fish in plaid water.
Now, Penny,
I really don't want to talk about this anymore.
That's not fair.
I don't want to talk about it because I have to get to work, and so do you.
Oh, I'm late.
Why do these things have to be so complicated?
Good morning, Eugene.
Hi, good morning, Detective Fullhouse.
This is a display for the Let's Get Together Festival, I assume.
Indeed. This particular presentation explores the importance of communication within families and how communication has changed over the years.
Uh-huh. I see you've got a lot of new technology represented.
The rise of so many formats, social and otherwise, is affecting the family, and not always for the better, I'm afraid.
And the old cassette player?
I unearthed it from Mr. Whitaker's archives. When I push the button...
Hear the gospel before it's too late. And the best way
you'll want to change that.
Perhaps so.
And what is that section over there?
Oh, I decided to include advancements in communication technology beyond home use. For example, this postage stamp is actually a remote listening device.
Impressive.
This lapel pin is a high-definition camera.
What about the gizmo that looks like a vacuum cleaner?
It's a vacuum cleaner. I'm trying to tidy up as I go.
And that cone-shaped sci-fi thing.
Oh, that's a bionic listening device. One can hear conversations from up to 100 yards away.
Where did all this spy stuff come from?
Jason Whittaker?
Ah, I may need to borrow some of these items later.
Oh?
Eugene, we need to talk.
Ooh, what about?
Buck.
Again, detective, I'm aware that you don't trust him because of his past, so what is it this time? Do you believe he stole a pencil from one of his teachers?
No. He's taking over Vance's gang.
What?
Hi, I have a question.
So do I. Do you think people can be incompatible in certain areas but still have a successful marriage?
What?
People are different. If you try to marry someone who is exactly the same as you, no one would ever get married because people are different.
They are, but I'm...
For some people, everything is about words. The Bible is a book of words. Church services are centered around words.
The Bible? I thought we were talking about...
Words are one way to understand faith, but there's an entirely different way, through images.
I get it. Thanks. Now, I'm looking for someone
When I think about faith, I don't think in terms of words. I think in pictures and colors and shading and lines. Why is that hard for people to understand?
I have no idea.
But it's not insurmountable, right? William Shakespeare's writings are considered art.
I agree. It's all art. Look, I just wanted directions to the nearest gas station.
Oh. Go straight down the main street. There's one on the right. They have good corn dogs there, too.
Thanks.
No, thank you.
Okay, Buck. It's bait or cut fish time. So, what do you have for us?
Before I say anything, I have to know that you're all with me. Vance has nothing to do with this.
Yeah. Vance has his mind on other things.
Okay. My plan is simple. We try to get everything we can out of the Let's Get Together festival.
Oh, we're with you so far. Unless you're talking about something really illegal.
You're afraid?
You bet. None of us want to spend time in juvenile hall. Again.
This is a con, Dion. No one will know you're criminals. Because they won't know that they were duped.
Duped? How?
Games.
What? Like hide and seek? Pin the tail on the turkey? What do you mean?
Games like you see at the carnival midway or an amusement park.
How's that gonna get us anything? 10 cents here, a quarter there? It's a lot of work for very little return.
Ah, that's true. If the games are legit. But if they're rigged.
Oh. Well, give me a for instance.
You know the old knock over the milk bottles game?
Yeah, I lose to that one all the time.
That's because the bottles look normal. But they have lead bottoms. The balls you throw are cork-filled. Nowhere near heavy enough to knock anything over.
No kidding.
And I can tell you about the one where you throw the darts at the balloons, and the basketball shoot, and the ring toss, just to name a few. I've got the scam worked out on all of them.
Well, how do we make all this stuff before the festival?
I can get my hands on what we need.
Sweet.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, Vance. What do you think?
I'm impressed. Good job, Buck.
Hello, Vance.
Wooten?
Huh?
I'm sorry to distract you from your work, but Mr. Whittaker said you wanted to see me?
Yeah, thanks, Eugene.
Hmm.
He said you might be able to help me with a problem, like one you had with Katrina.
Oh, which one?
Why, you've had that many?
Well, any relationship has its share of conflict. In fact, I suspect one is about to come up.
Really? What's your conflict?
Oh, it's related to Buck, but it wouldn't be appropriate to get into the details. Needless to say, Katrina will be concerned.
Well, how do you work through your concerns?
Oh, discussions, and most of all, reasonability.
So when you were dating, and she was a Christian, but you weren't, you discussed it reasonably.
Indeed. Reasonability.
Wow, then what happened?
We ended the relationship.
Oh, terrific.
Well, it was reasonable. In that particular case, there was little else to do. She was insistent that she could not be in a serious relationship with someone who didn't share her faith, and I had to respect her convictions.
Well, did you agree with her?
Not then.
But you're married now because...
Because I became a Christian. Oh. Unrelated to our relationship, I hasten to add. So, what is this all about?
It's all about Penny.
Oh, she isn't a Christian? Because, to be honest, her spirituality has seemed rather fuzzy to me.
Well, she's private about it.
Oh, then she is a Christian.
Yeah. I wouldn't have asked her to marry me if she weren't. Hmm. But now I'm wondering if we can both be Christians, but still be spiritually incompatible.
Oh, well, it's possible, I suppose.
Then what should I do?
Well, come to a clear understanding of where exactly you are incompatible. Anything vague at this point in your decision-making could cause you endless problems later.
If there is a later.
Well, Buck, I have to give you high marks for initiative.
Thanks, Vance. How's your dad doing?
Great. They're setting bail this afternoon. Pretty brave you meeting like this. We're stupid. All of you guys should know better than to make plans in such a public place.
Well, I like the bowling alley.
And that, Dion, is why you're not the leader of this team. And never will be. What if Polehouse had one of his undercover guys sitting at the snack bar like I was? I could hear everything. We need to move this discussion to a place where no one can eavesdrop.
Like where?
The duck pond at McAllister Park.
How do I know this isn't another setup for you to gang up on me?
Or is that team up on you?
Now why would I do that when I haven't heard the rest of the scam? Tonight at 8, spell out your plan and then I'll decide whether we should do it or not. Don't be late.
Hello, Wooten Bassett Pizza. Will this be pickup or delivery?
Pickup, please.
Oh, hi, Penny.
Hello, Wooten.
Oh, are you having a good day?
Not really.
Oh.
How about you? Have you gotten very far with the Sleuth Family Robinson?
Oh, Penny, if my progress could be measured by the name, then I haven't made it to the S in Sleuth yet.
It's my fault. I know.
No, no.
And since you're not getting much done anyway, would you be interested in taking me somewhere for a date?
Oh, of course. I'd be happy to. Where should we go?
A meadow.
You mean like an area covered with plants that are smaller than trees?
Uh-huh. I think we'll find something there.
What? Rodents of unusual size?
No. Clarity.
Clarity's good, too. Okay, I'll come get you. Penny, this is a beautiful meadow. Why haven't we come here before?
Because it's been my meadow.
Oh, is it a rent-to-own deal or did you lay down stakes?
This is mine because I did a painting of it.
Yeah, your painting is hanging in Connie's living room, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I've always loved that painting.
Wooten, You know how on Sunday afternoons I go off by myself for my alone time?
Yeah, sure.
I haven't really been alone.
Oh.
I mean, well, I've been going to church.
But our church doesn't have a Sunday afternoon service.
Not your church. The church here.
The meadow?
Look through those trees.
Hmm? Oh.
Come on.
Thank you. Wow, I didn't know there was a church out here. This must be 100 years old, give or take a decade.
I feel closest to God here, Wooten.
Why?
Oh, the stained glass windows.
Well, we have those at our church.
But we can't see them very well because of the stage lights and the video screens.
Oh, yeah.
And this has a beautifully carved altar with the cross and symbols and candles.
Yeah, we tried candles, but the members with allergies complained.
And this has the old-fashioned pews with kneelers.
Oh, well, our pews are...
Chairs, remember? Mm. They replaced the pews with chairs so the sanctuary could be used for other events. And they have an organ here that they use every service instead of just at funerals and weddings.
Oh, okay, I understand.
There's nothing wrong with your church. I like it a lot. That's why I go with you on Sunday mornings. But on Sunday afternoons, well, I'm here.
Well, Penny, why didn't you tell me?
Because everyone seems to think that people have to go to churches like yours to be Christians.
We've said that?
That's the impression I've had ever since I got here. If I don't go to a church like yours, or talk a certain way, or sing certain songs, then I must not be a Christian.
No, being a Christian is about your own relationship with Jesus.
I know. I've known it ever since I was a little girl. I remember looking at paintings of him and thinking, wow, he loves me so much that he died for me. And I said I was sorry and I would do my very best to love him back. I don't know when that happened. I don't have a date written down somewhere, and I haven't always made the best decision since then.
Well, nobody has, Penny.
Don't get me wrong, Wooten. Being here in Odyssey has helped me a lot to think and learn and grow. But this is the kind of church that helps me feel close to Jesus.
Well, I can see why just to look at it. Oh, Penny, is this where you want to get married?
I know everyone thinks we're going to get married in a rowboat, or at a carnival, or on a beach, or in a balloon. But yes, this is where I'd like to get married, if that happens.
Well, I wish I'd known before.
I should have told you. But until you asked me to marry you, some things have been a really special kind of private to me. The kind of thing I wouldn't share with anyone but the one I truly love.
You shared it with me?
Uh-huh.
I love you too, Penny.
Oh, Woot.
Well, Vance, here we are again, McAllister Park.
The duck pond this time. More privacy. Unless the ducks are hidden cameras, I wouldn't put it past Detective Polehouse.
So, why are we here, really?
To talk about your plans.
Like I said at the bowling alley.
No, not those plans. I'm talking about your real plans. How you weaseled your way into my gang.
Team?
Did you think I was vulnerable because of being pulled out of school? Or what happened to my dad?
You turned your dad in. That doesn't seem like vulnerability to me.
He put me in a bad position.
Hmm.
I don't let anyone do that. Like you. Your ideas are good, Buck. But I can't let you take my team. They're a bunch of lightweights, kind of like your scam, but hey, it makes me look bad.
So, why meet me? Unless the boys are hiding among the trees again.
My boys are hiding.
Not very original. It's just a replay of what you did to me before.
Me? I didn't do anything to you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You had someone else beat me up for you.
That's called delegating responsibility.
Avoiding responsibility is more like it. You let others take the fall for you. I don't get it, Vance. Why does anyone follow you?
Because they want to be told what to do. You think those numbskulls could find their own elbows without my direction?
You make it sound so hard. How much direction did they need to beat me up?
Wow. In that case, all I had to do was whistle. Don't you get it? They listen to me because they know where the real power is.
So it's all you. Everything they've ever done is because you told them. You're the brains, they're the brawn. You tell them to beat me up, and they obey.
Count on it. You want another show? All I have to do is whistle again.
Then do it. Whistle.
You're challenging me? Really? Okay. You have no one to blame but yourself. Those blockheads aren't paying attention.
Maybe they're busy.
Come on out, you nitwits.
No one is allowed to call my men nitwits except me.
Detective Polehouse.
Hello, Vance. And as it is, your nitwits didn't show up, fortunately for them.
So, did you get all of that, Detective?
Let me check. Eugene?
This listening device truly is remarkable. We picked up every word.
Thank you for your confession, Vance. You saved me hours of expensive interview time, not to mention the paperwork.
I didn't confess to anything.
We'll see if the judge agrees when we play back our recording of everything you just said and the video we got from our hidden cameras. You were right about the ducks.
This was a setup?
Did you really think I wanted to take over your gang?
Let's go, Vance. I'll see you two at the station.
Of course, Detective.
You'll never make this stick. Recording without my permission is
perfectly legal with a warrant from a state judge, which we have.
Yeah? Well, my dad has a good lawyer.
All things considered, your dad will probably insist you get your own lawyer. Keep moving.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you and Miss Katrina about this earlier.
Well, Buck, it was a surprise to hear all about it from Detective Polehouse.
I was afraid that if you knew, you'd start acting differently. Dion had to believe that I was sneaking behind your backs.
Which you were. Because you also knew we would try to talk you out of it. This was risky. I mean, what if Dion didn't tell Vance?
I knew he would. I'm sorry. I won't do anything like this again. I promise.
Well, see that you don't. May we go home now and explain all of this to Katrina?
I guess. You know, I was never afraid of Vance, but I'm afraid of Miss Katrina.
Afraid? Katrina rarely gets angry.
It's not her anger that scares me. It's her disappointment.
Buck, trust me. You're no disappointment. We're pleased to have you in our family.
Thanks, Mr. Eugene.
I only hope now that Vance is dealt with, you'll feel as though you belong here.
I hope so, too.
I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel a lot like Buck did in today's adventure. I want to do the right thing, but I try to do it on my own without anyone's help or guidance. Unfortunately, things often go wrong when we do that. Buck took a lot of risks with his plan to bring Vance to justice. The whole idea could have backfired in many different ways. You know, the more I learn about the Christian life, the more I realize that I'm not supposed to live it out alone. That's why the Bible tells us to respect our parents, to listen to those who are older and wiser than we are, and to live our faith within a community of like-minded believers. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Out of the Woods was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, Kimmy Robertson, Will Ryan, Jason Earls, Robbie Bruce, Alex Polinski, and Phil Proctor. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.